This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
There are more chickens in the world than any other bird for the simple reason that we humans love to eat them. The average American eats 81 pounds of chicken per year. Compassion in World Farming, the world's largest international organization dedicated to ending factory farming, has directed one of their most prominent campaigns toward improving conditions in industrial chicken production. The Better Chicken Initiative seeks to raise welfare standards for meat chickens, also known as broilers, through the engagement of consumers and food businesses. The U.S. is the world's largest producer of broiler chickens, raising just under 9 billion birds each year. To put that into perspective, broiler chickens comprise 95% of the total headcount of animals raised within the U.S. However, there are little to no federal regulations governing the welfare of broilers. Compassion in World Farming is seeking to raise the bar for industry practices by engaging consumers and food businesses in their Better Chicken Initiative. Leah Garces, the U.S. Director for Compassion in World Farming, sat down with Aaron Fairbanks, Executive Director at Heritage Radio Network, to explain why improving welfare standards in industrial chicken farming is important and how Compassion in World Farming is working to raise standards for quality of life in the American chicken house.
Chicken welfare, the way that chickens are raised, has largely been under the radar. And while there's been public awareness raised and legislation state by state passed on, for example, getting rid of cruel gestation crates or battery cages, veal crates, how to improve the lives of chickens and legislate for that or change company policy has largely not happened anywhere. And so it's a part, and this is on top of the fact that this is 95% of the farmed animals. So it's a really kind of shocking realization that the majority of the animals that are farmed are unlegislated. There's no policy protecting them. So it remains apart from the rest of the farmed animals in the United States in that sense. We have broken down the way chickens are raised into four main things. We see chickens as genetic monsters in overcrowded conditions. And the first most important problem with our current system is that they are bred to grow unnaturally fast and large. Over time, they've been selectively bred in the same way that we breed, like pedigree dogs. And the result is, yes, they have these large chests, which is the breast that we like to eat, but the consequence is that they have difficulty walking and sometimes breathing. And they sit almost the entire time in the end of their life because it's too hard for them to walk. And this is unacceptable. So the first aspect is changing those genetics so that they aren't bred to suffer. The second one is that they're overcrowded. And if anybody's seen a picture, and you can see this on our website, they're completely overcrowded. It's like being jam-packed into a subway at rush hour for their whole lives. It's very crowded, 30,000 chickens in a long shed. The third part is that this house is completely barren. These are chickens. They enjoy scratching and pecking and perching, exploring, just like any other animal would, and yet they're kept in this completely barren environment. And the last one is they're given no natural light. Natural light is really important for increasing activity, increasing strength of their muscles and their bones, but also for them to have a natural cycle to the day is critical for good welfare, just like it is for us. Those are sort of the four main problems as we see it with the current conventional factory farming system for chickens.
To recap, Compassion in World Farming has identified four areas in which to direct improvement initiatives. First, the birds are selectively bred to grow unnaturally fast and large, which compromises the chicken's ability to walk and breathe. Second, the houses they are raised in have 30,000 birds, providing room for each chicken equivalent to a piece of notebook paper. Thirdly, the birds are kept in barren environments with no options for scratching or grazing, and in which feces compile into toxic levels. And lastly, there is no natural light in the houses, which disrupts feeding and activity cycles. The goal of the Better Chicken Initiative is to raise the practices in the worst conditions to base level that improves conditions in body size, space, barren environments, and access to natural light.
We're talking about raising baseline standards here. We do believe that the best practice is pastured poultry and using much slower growing breeds. And better practice entails some very basic changes, such as adding enrichment. This could be done by putting in straw bales and other forms of enrichment that get the birds more active, giving them a little bit more space. So we talk about 6 pounds per square foot. So that's increasing their space by about a half a bird in terms of the area, and decreasing how fast they grow, or working on their leg strength. And the last is just putting in some windows into those sheds so that they get natural light. And that can be done cheaply. It can be done easily.
The Better Chicken Initiative engages consumers to exert pressure on the food businesses that supply their chicken. Consumer outcry is much more effective than pressure exerted by animal welfare lobbyists in triggering change in standards of operation of food businesses, as responding to data on consumer preference is a justifiable business decision rather than an ethical choice. Consumer pressure enables food businesses to justify supplying more humanely raised chicken because they know there's a market demanding it. For some consumers, the question remains how they would be able to afford more expensive chicken. Leah Garces offers a way of rethinking meal planning that can improve consumer health while enabling the purchase of better quality meat.
I think that whenever anybody makes the statement that people want cheap food and they're not willing to pay more, I think that they are thinking as if they need to eat meat at every single meal. I think that we need to move away from eating poor quality meat at every meal, and the next step for the United States is for, and for any country that eats large amounts of meat, is to move towards eating less meat that is higher quality from systems that are better for the animals, better for the environment, and better for us, frankly. Pasture-raised chicken has higher levels of omega-3s, higher antioxidants, is lower in fat. These are things that we should be moving towards, and we should be moving away from high consumption of low-quality meat and towards more plant-based diet and higher quality, higher welfare meats. Ever-diminishing resources, we have to think really clinically about what is efficient. And the fact is that industrial animal agriculture, factory farming, it wastes a lot of food. In fact, it wastes more food than it produces. And furthermore, it has to be propped up by things like antibiotics, which are our best tools for fighting disease. It's a very inefficient model. I'll just give you a few examples because it's important to point this out. 90% of soy meal and 60% of maize and barley are grown just to feed animals. And this is wasted on farm animals in that sense. And there was a recent UNEP study that said for every 100 calories of animal feed, that it produces only 17 calories of meat and dairy. And this is in a world where nearly a billion people are going to bed hungry every night. Over a billion people are obese or overweight. This is in a world where we have diminishing water. We have ever-increasing population. In truth, factory farming is not feeding the world. If this was a business model, it would be completely bankrupt. I think we have to recognize this is not working, and if we were to start with a blank slate, we would never take this approach. One of the examples I like to use is grass-fed beef, where the cow is an amazing thing. They turn grass into something we can't eat, into something we can eat, but instead, we're feeding them grain, grain that could be used, or land that could be used to feed people. That's the sort of inefficiency that factory farming presents us, and we have to be serious about that. We have to be very serious about moving away from inefficient systems when we are looking at how to feed 9 billion, 10 billion people in the future.
For more information, visit Compassion in World Farming at CIWF.com. And next time you're buying chicken, ask, are you part of the Better Chicken Initiative? This is Laura Del Campo for Heritage Radio Network.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.